It's 8:46. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Well, you may have heard Garrison Keillor is leaving Lake Wobegon for good this summer. After more than 40 years, a longtime host of A Prairie Home Companion is retiring, but the show is not. Chris Thiele will take over as a new host. Keillor will appear Sunday at Strass Center in Tampa, but we caught up with him first. He tells WUSF's Kathy Carter that he'll now get the chance to get back to his first calling in life.
Garrison, you've said you're a writer who slipped into radio as a way to support yourself. So here you are, about to go back to your day job, as it were. Can you share with us some of the projects you're working on?
Well, I made a movie a few years ago. Robert Altman directed it, and I was wanting to make another one since. So I've been working hard on a screenplay. I'm working on a memoir. I'm 73, and I think that there are early parts of my life that are interesting to people. So I'm going to go back to being a writer and sitting in a small dim room at a laptop all by myself with a cup of coffee. And I want to stop on my own steam. I have seen people who kept on a little bit too long, and I do not want to be one of them.
Even so, after four decades on the radio, you have a huge dedicated fan base, and some of your listeners are understandably sad to see you go. You've had people come up to you in tears. Where do you think that comes from?
Over familiarity. They listen to the show, became a habit, and so I became an elderly relative. I understand that, and I'm grateful. I got to know a lot of people. A lot of listeners to the show disagree with me almost completely on politics, and that's interesting, isn't it?
And that's okay, even if this polarized political environment would have us think otherwise.
I did a show once in St. Paul, and this very familiar face walked up to me, and he put his arms around me, and he said, "Your show has meant so much to me when I was in federal prison." And then I recognized him, and it was Jim Baker, the televangelist, who had been in federal prison. And here was somebody who I, you know, had thoroughly disapproved of, and he had his arms around me. That's a real educational moment. You find this soul brother who you never would have guessed was.
Right, and your success can be attributed to that appeal across demographics and lifestyles. So what do you say to the people who say, you know, your show could very well continue and do great in reruns?
Of course it could, but I don't think that's what public radio is about, you know, standing on one safe spot. I think that public radio is meant to take chances, and it's meant to be live.
Live is good, and you've taken your show on the road for many years, and you always individualize your show to the town you're in. So any memories or thoughts about the Tampa Bay area?
Well, Tampa was the city that a dear friend of mine who retired from teaching in North Dakota, settled in Tampa and became just amazingly happy. So that's my first and best impression of Tampa, was that it was the long-desired reward for this good man who put in his time, and he came down to Tampa and he found the life that he had dreamed of.
Well, Garrison Keillor is coming down to Tampa. His farewell tour lands at Strass Center in Tampa this Sunday evening. You can hear A Prairie Home Companion here Saturday evenings at 6 and Sundays at 12 noon.